Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed, and the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about that there was some type of mistake that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're going to talk about today. This Kalkavu Halavim Bashir, right, that topic. Says the Mishnah, Barishona, Haimakalam Eidah Sachodesh Kalayom. Originally, they accepted Eidah Sachodesh Kalayom. Whenever Eidim came, Bezim would accept them and try to get out Makudesh as they could. If they didn't, then they had to delay it till the next day. But that was the... that was the rule. They accepted Eid of the Chodesh as long as it was before Shkia. Pamachas, one time Nishtau Ha'edim Lilavo, one time the Eidim came late, and they caused a mistake. Venis Kalkavlu Ha'Levim Bashir. And the Levim made a mistake in the song that they usually sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Because they came so late, there was some mistake about the Karban, and therefore a song has to be specifically Matim for the Karban. They made a mistake with the song, Hiskinu, and therefore they said they don't want to have a mistake with the song again, so they have a deadline. Shlo Yumakablan Ella Ada Mincha. Up until Mincha, they accepted. And if they come later, then they're not Makadish the Chodesh. Bo Edom and Mincho Lamala, Noag in Oso Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. And if they come later than that, so then they hold both days. That, okay, the Edom came today, so today's Rosh Chodesh, but tomorrow's also going to be Rosh Chodesh, because we don't want to have another mistake that occurred. And once there was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we went down to what it was. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, and there was no more issue of messing up with the song. Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh, Shiyu Makalo Neidat HaChodesh Kol Hayom. So Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh made a takana that you go back. You go back, fine. Rashi explains that we're talking here about Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Oso Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh, right? What are we talking about? Rosh Chodesh and Isser Malacha. So Rosh Hashanah is the only Rosh Chodesh that has an Isser Malacha. So Rashi explains how exactly they held of it, and that's what's discussed also in Beitza in the first Perek, as we saw back then. So there are a number of questions that could be asked. We'll deal with two or three, one major one, and that is, what happened here? So the Levium, let's read the Gemara first. What was the mistake that was made? Either the wrong song or no song. Ma kilkel kilkelu ha-Levium bashir, ha-cha targimu shlo-amru shira kal ikar. One day is that they didn't say, in Bavel they said, they didn't say a song at all. Rashi, bitamid shal-bein harabayim. But the Tamid in the afternoon, they didn't sing a song with it. Why? Levi shalo yadu mashir yomru. They didn't know what song to sing. Shema, od, sofa, edim, lavo, hayom. Maybe they are going to come, and therefore today is Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah has a special song. V'shir shal yantif yishlomar. O lo yavo, maybe they won't come, v'nim su shuchal, maybe it's weekday, and therefore you say the weekday song. Avo betamit shal shachar ain't safik. The tamit shal shachar, there's no safik. Why? Shemitoch sheberov hashanah meina edim, boin kodim tamit shal shachar. Edim usually don't come so early in the morning. V'safik yizkadesh hayom safik, lo yizkadesh ashur, whether it would be mekudesh or not, lo tikru shir shal yantif, shachar's Rosh Hashanah. There's never... Chachamim were never misaking a special shir of yontif to say for the morning, Tamid, because Edom hardly ever come then. So what are you ever going to say is they weren't misaking that. Kitatani lakama, like it says later on, Tamid shal Rosh Hashanah, shachris karav kihil chaso. But for the Tamid shabar and Arbayim, most years Edom come by that time, and therefore they have the special song, tiknu shir shal yontif shekvar bo Edom, because the Edom come then. So the afternoon is where they messed up, and therefore... they says this first day that they lo amru shira kol ikar, because they were waiting and waiting and waiting to say the song, and they didn't say it because they didn't know which one to say. Rabbi Zera amar shamru shira shal chol im tamash ben arbayim. No, they said they thought it was weekday because the Edom didn't come. Yes, they sung the shir of chol instead of the shir of yadif, and that was the mistake. Okay, two different ideas of what the mistake was. But ask all the Rishonim, why do you say that this is the problem that they messed up in the song? Isn't there a more basic problem? There's a karban that you have to bring on Rosh Hashanah called the karban musaf. Every yantif has a karban musaf, and therefore they didn't bring the karban musaf, right? So how and if Edom come later, after they bring the carbon tamish abein arbayim, you can't bring the carbon musaf anymore. Tosfos says v'im tomar amai lo chashiv kilkol shel musaf shelo hikrivu musaf shel Rosh Chodesh sha'acher hatamid ein yuchon lakrivu. You can't bring the musaf after you bring the carbon tamid. Right? We know that from the aseidah shlama. Kedar shinan aleh hashleim beperak tamid ishchat. says Imsachim, right? That you can't bring the karbonos to midim, are the two poles that all karbonos have to be within. You have the tabachal shachar, tabachal ben arbayim, and therefore, if you already brought the tabachal ben arbayim, forget that you messed up in the song, you didn't bring the karbon, you didn't bring the karbon musaf. So asks the Tosfos and the other Rishonim, what exactly, why is the Gemara focusing on the kilkul of the shear? Why not of the missing the carbon tabit itself? So eight answers that are given by the Mefarshim, mostly in the Rishonim. Tosfos here has a couple of suggestions. Tosfos says, "V'chitema," and if you want to say the ma'ale umalin barosh hashem izbeach, maybe it means that the iser of Alei HaShlem is only to be maktir the carbon, to burn the carbon after the Mishal Ben Arbayim. But just to shecht it and to be zorek the dam, there's no problem. So suggest Tosfos, maybe they did it. Maybe they the Musaf, they used to shecht and be zorek and then bring the carbon up to the top of the Mizbeach. And as long as it's on top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't become nifsal, but lenin. You could burn it that night. The next day, Tosfos read also Maseches Beitza suggests this. This only works if you hold like that opinion that being on top of the mizbeach does not possible it. Hanich lemanda amar beperakam mizbeach makadish. Ein lina mo elas brosh shom mizbeach. There's no problem of lina when it's on the top of the mizbeach. Aval lemanda amar mo elas ma'ikel meimar. But if you say there's a problem even on the top of the mizbeach, then this isn't a suggestion. And look at the Turi Evan here has a long discussion of is that really true? That Alei HaShlem is only about the haktara, not about the shechit and the zrika. That's number one. V'chi tema, suggestion number two, says Tosfos, dehikrivu keves echad al tnai. Maybe they brought the carbon musaf, and it was brought al tnai. De'im yavo edim yehe musaf. They brought it, they brought a carbon, and they were waiting. And if it was they were going to come, then they'd make this into a carbon. They're both olas. They make this into the carbon musaf, and then they'll bring another carbon afterwards of the carbon tamid. And if the edim do not come, then this will just be the carbon tamid. Dim yavo edim ye musafim lo yavo edim ye tamid. So is that the case? Tosfos also says, I don't think that's a good possibility. Dim kain, but my kil kulu betamid. Then what would be the mistake in the tamid? Dim yishum dohayusrim shal yavo edim vi amru shir shal chol. Zehu akilkol. If they said the weekday, lo hayi b'tamid al musaf shorosh chodesh, shamar olav shir shel tamid shachol. V'chol Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Again, it also relates to the larger sugya that we discussed back in Maseches Brachos, and that is, can you do a mitzvah al tnai? Is that possible? The Reb Kiva Eger discusses by Kriyashma. If you think that you're not sure if they're going to make Kriyashma or not, could you say Kriyashma beforehand al tnai? If I want to say Kriyashma, I'll say there are brachos. That's the lachachila. But I might miss my Kriyashma, so I can say it earlier. If I'm going to miss my Kriyashma, then this should be my miss of Kriyashma. And if not, then this should just be Kori Batorah. That's al tnai. Or the famous discussion of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a famous tshuva where he discusses if somebody's running late at the Seder and is right before Chatzos, they can make a tnai. They can eat a kazayis matzah. If the halacha is that the mitzvahs are only until Chatzos, so then this is my afikomen, and then you can eat afterwards, because his assumption is there's no isra of eating after the afikomen if it's after the Zman HaMitzvah. And if the halacha is like all night, so then this is just a piece of matzah, and later on eat another afikomen at the end of one's meal. So there's a big discussion about doing mitzvahs al tnai, whether it would be allowed. It might relate to what actions can you do al tnai. It's an important Tosfos in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Dalet, where the Gemara there is connects tnai and shlichus. The Gemara says, whatever you can make a shlichus on, you can make a tnai on. The Gemara there is talking about chalitza, that a chalitza cannot be done through a shliach, and you cannot make a tnai in chalitza. So Tosfos wonders, what is the connection? Why can't you do chalitza with a shliach? That's not beferish in the Gemara anywhere. So the Rishonim discuss. The Rosh says, the Maracher Zarua says, it's a mitzvah shebegufo. But Tosfos explained by the others that the issue is one of bailus. If you're in control of a certain halachic process, then you can make a shliach and you can make a tanai. That's shlichos and tanai do not have a direct connection, but they're both reflections of bailus. If you're in control of a certain action like kiddushin and mechira, so then you can make a shliach and make a tanai on it. And if not. So it could be the mitzvos, you're not the bailum on mitzvos. And therefore maybe you cannot make a tanai on mitzvos. So that's a discussion. Rabbi Chanan in Kofet Sa'aret has an important discussion of the different categories of halachic actions and processes. But that is all number two. Number three, a third idea that Tosfos himself says for the answer, besides the Vechitemas, V'yishlomar, Tosfos says, Da'achar ha-tamid yachol la-hakrib musa shal Rosh Chodesh. Why? They brought the Karban Tamid. Aye, what about the Aseh da-shlama? B'di'evet, it's okay. You could bring the Karban Musaf afterwards. Why? De'asi Aseh da-rabim b'dochi Aseh da-shlama. The mitzvahs aseh of bringing the Karban Musaf is docha the aseh of Ashlama. Kedamrinim perakas sholeach. Like we know from Meseches Gittin and Meseches Shprachas, Gabi Shichrer Av, the member of Blazer comes to shul, and they're one short for a minion, and he needs to be Meshachrer his Eved, Lehishlim Olasar, in order to Bashlam the minion. Aye, isn't there an Isser of La'olam Behem Tavodu? An Isser aseh, they should always, you're not supposed to free your Eved. The Gemara answers, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shiny. Mitzvah the Rabbim is different. So davening with a minion, or doing something with a minion, that's also a discussion. What mitzvah is being discussed there? Is it Kriyas HaTorah? Is it a minion? So mitzvah the Rabbim Shiny, and that is Doche Lola Mem Tavodu. And that's the similarly here. The Gabi Aseh Dashlama Rina Nami, and therefore it says also by the Aseh of Ashlama, it says in Tamin Nishchad, Shenitcha Mikami Aseh the Pesach Sheishbo Karis. So sometimes it is pushed aside based on a different Aseh. The Rashba also quotes this and says, quotes another Gemara, where there is a parallel, Aseh de Musaf, Tavi Aseh de Rabim, Vedachile, Kinishna Rabbi Gittin. First, of course, the Gemara in Gittin, as Tosfos did, and also Ela Magalchin, Amrina Gabi Avelus, Ya Avelus de Meikara, Aseh de Rabim, Vedachile, Aseh de Yach. It talks about how Avelus and Sifas Yantif in terms of that. But that is all a third suggestion. Tosa Rush does not like this, because then what was the mess up? What was the mistake Tosfos Rush asks, if they brought it afterwards, says Tosfos Arash, Valoni Hiruli Hai Shinuya Dimikrivu Kala Musaf and Achara Tamid Ma Kilkul Shayach Batamid. Lamanda Amr Shlom Amru Shira. If they didn't say Shira, right, according to the opinion that they didn't say anything, then what was the matter? Right? They brought the Karban Musaf afterwards. So they didn't say anything. Okay, they didn't say anything. So he doesn't know what would be the problem in that case. So that, but that's the third suggestion. The Tosfos Rush himself says they didn't bring it. They didn't bring it, but that's not as much of a mess up as doing the wrong thing, right? Even though they didn't bring, what happened with the Karban Musaf? That is a mistake, but that wasn't the Tzarach Lomar Shelo Ekrivu Musaf Klal V'Lokari Kilkul El Mashe Ekrivu Shelo Kedin. It's worse to bring something wrong than not to bring something at all. So if you bring the Karban Tumid and you don't say the right song, and you don't say a song at all, that's bringing something with a mistake. Bringing something with a mistake, so that is more of a problem, says Tosfos Rush, than not bringing something at all. Interesting, it probably assumes that there is some substantive importance to the song for the Karban. Right? That's an important point. Next. The Rimi Gash, the Chuvas of Rimi Gash, Simon Kuf Memvav. The Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, right? And the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, a Talmud of the Rif, says the Rimi Gash in the Chuvas, Simon Kuf Memvav. He was asked this question, and he says, I don't know what the issue is. You're right about the Musaf. If you don't know it's Yantif until the end of the day, then there's no Chiv to bring the Karban Musaf. The Chiv of the Karban Musaf is only when you know it's Yantif. If you don't know it's Yantif, then there's no Chiv yet. And if there's no time when you find out that it's Yantif, then you're Ones. Lo karav boso ayom she'ein chiyav lahakrav karban musaf b'chol v'hayim eschayev boso ayom im hayu ha'edim me'edim b're'iya she'hayim esbara she'oso yom Rosh Hashanah. They would be chayev if the edim would testify. V'chol's bad she'lo ba'u hu nishar b'cheskas chol. As long as they didn't come yet, they could assume halachically there's weekday v'eim eschayev lavi bo karban. There's no chiyav. V'lo yikr zeh kilkol. That's not a kilko that they didn't bring the musaf because it wasn't yantif till then. The song is a mess up. Why? Because this carbon I have to bring today. That's it. Dito lis karev hayibo kilko bashir. If Lamanda Amar, they said the Shir Shalchol, Mashakran is Barer, so he already did it, but then once it's Yantif, it comes out, Lelama Freya, that it is a problem. So that is the Re Migash number five. Number six, the Me'iri in one line, and the Yom Trua, right, the Achron. The Me'iri says, I, the Aseh of Ashlama, answer, Shasav Chag Shaini. Meaning, similar to what we said before, but not using Tosis' language, that the Aseh the Rabim is Docha, the Aseh the Yachid, but the Me'iri says, Shasat Chag Shaini, right? You don't have a choice. You're not supposed to violate, but It's a lachachila, right? The Yom Shua does not quote the Meiri, but he just says, Elanias dati latarets, tahacha seda shlama, hukal, de eno ela, lachachila, la mitzvah ba'alma. It's a lachachila to have the carbonous tamidim as the poles. But it's not ma'akev. L'fini chali ma'id, and that's why, also explains to me why the Rambam does not quote it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's the Avashlama. Why? Because it's a din l'charchila. It's a hidur, but it's not mi'ili kuva. He does note, though, that the Ramban has it. The Ramban has it. Interesting, amazing. The Ramban has a separate mitzvah asay d'araisa of the Asay Avashlam. It's one of the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot. Mitzvah asay yud aleph in the shichachas ha'asin. Says the Ramban, it is tavinu lahakriv kol karbanos haboim binedava o bechova bein shnei atmidim lo kodem tamid shel shachar v'lo achar tamid shel bein arbayim, has to be in between. V'amri yisbarach v'arach aleha ola v'tyor aleha chavei hashlamim aleha hashleim kol karbanos kulam yirtzel lomar, says the Ramban, shemisha sheyisader hakohen hamareches ka'amru yisale ubir aleha kohen eitzi baboker baboker Yaroch aleha ola yedua shi ola saboker v'ala yaktir v'yashlim kol karbanos lo al tamid haba be'erev zu hi mitzvahs asei. This is a mitzvah asei. It's called the asei of Hashlama. Labanu sheish pazim mitzvahs asei klomer shahamaktim o ma'achar karbanu l'zmanim on his karm over b'lava b'machal asei shehu asei. The Megillas Esther says the Rambam doesn't count it because it's a lava b'machal asei. Others could say it's just a detail of the karbanos. It's not a separate mitzvahs asei. It's interesting to think about what exactly is that machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban, maybe how li'ikuva it is. And that's the Yom Shua's point here, that it's a din l'charchila, it's not so much li'ikuva. The Turi Yevon has a couple of other suggestions, which we're not going to go into right now, because we're going to go to the next question. The next question. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered. The Gemara tells us earlier in Daf Yutes that Elo was never Me'ubar. Right? Elo was never Me'ubar. That's why the people that are living far away could assume that, what day Yontif is, because Elo was never Me'ubar. Elo was always Chasi. You always know the Rosh Hashanah is the earlier day. So why can't we rely on that in the Mikdash? Why can't we assume that the Edim are going to come and Elul is not going to be Me'ubar and it's Rosh Hashanah, right? Isn't there a rove, at least, that there is, it's going to be Yantif today? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yes, but there's also a rove that the Edim usually come by this time. And because the Edim haven't come by this time, that rove knocks out the other rove. That's what he says here in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, the end of Os Hei. Tzarach Yen, lama lo eskinu b'tamat shal shachar, shir shal Yomtif. Why didn't they just say the shir of Yomtif in the morning? V'lo yisom chanal arov. Why wouldn't they rely on the rov? Because we know Elul is hardly mu'ubar. The answer is because there's the other rov, the rov of their coming on time. And if they don't come on time, so that undermines the rov of Elul not being mu'ubar. That's the Minchas Chinuch. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, just wonders, Tzarach Yen, on the Minchas Chinuch suggestion. What's he suggesting? That you would say the song of Yontif in the morning, and also what, bring the Karam Musaf? Is he suggesting even that? You're going to bring the Karam Musaf even though Edim did not come. You're going to bring the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah? He says that can't be. V'lo zachisi lahavin devar v'akadoshim. This is the first volume of Shevet HaLevi. Arachayim sen kuf chav ches. Says, I don't understand his words. Did he deika ruba hainu linyan asiyas yantif la rechokim to tolan barov? Fine, those far away could hold of an isser malacha. Be machmir, they're tola that today is yantif. Avalahakrav karban musaf rosh hashanah, vadayan lobo edim al smach diavo acharkach, al smach that they would come afterwards, mikom akom, b'shas hakrav, akiva delonus kablu adayin, right? They weren't accepted yet. Ubiyudalad od lo asu Rosh Hashanah klal. Hech efshar lahakriv afilu yavo acharkach v'yei kadosh l'mafreya. Right, so how is it that they would be able to bring the karbon and it wasn't yantif yet? So I don't understand it. So again, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't say befer. She says it about the song, but the Shevet HaLevi is understanding the Minchas Chinuch is saying it even about the karbon. It's saying if it's about the karbon, how can you bring the Rosh Hashanah if it's not Rosh Hashanah? Because Makom B'Shas Hakrava Dain Lo Chalav Kedushaso El Shachoshes Shelini Asiyas Malacha. But Kol Zman Shelo Neskadish L'Mafreya Heichef Shalasos Maisa Al Smach L'Mafreya Zu. And therefore, the Shevet HaLevi does not really understand the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. But that is number two issue. Number one, why aren't they worried about the more basic problem of not bringing the Musaf? Number two, why don't they rely on the robe? And one third suggested also that the mess up was by the Shir Shal Bein Harabayim. So it sounds like they sung a song Bein Harabayim. So the question is, why does the tour in Kuf Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Zayin, putting those two together, say, we say the Shir Shel Yom in the morning, but we don't say it at night. And the question is, why not? It sounds like for me that there's a Shir at night also. Shir Shel Bein Arbayim. Why don't we see a Shir Shel Yom by Mincha? Right, that's the question. The Tur says here, in Reish Lamed Zayin, Avashir Shel Hayu Omer B'Mikdash in Lomar Ba'erev, Shlo Hayu Omer Moso B'Mikdash Ba'erev. They wouldn't say it at night. And they was in Rikod Lama Gimel, they say it, right? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Archas Chaim also in Siman Kuf Lama Gimel, La Reisi Mish Omer Ashirim, Vatam Levi Shalohaya Mitzvah and Elabah Boker. So the question that Achronim deal with is, sounds like from our Gemara, that it was at night. So maybe it's only Ma'akev in the morning, different days, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Lama Beis discusses it, but just to be aware, but our minhag is to say it in the morning.